Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to tell you about a few things. One, you can always become a Patreon subscriber. Yeah, go to patreon.com/dykwia. Every single Monday or Sunday evening, if I'm ahead of the game, I will put up a brand new episode of Top 5, which is a podcast I do over on Patreon where me and a guest count down the top 5 things on a subject that either the listeners choose or we choose. It's always lots of fun. The guys from the Little Dum Dum Club have been on there. Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos have also been on there. Mel Buttle's been a guest. Who else has been a guest? Bella Green was a guest. Adam Richards been a guest. It's always fun and it's great. So head over, pay $5 a month and you'll get a brand new episode every single week, plus a whole bunch of writing and all this other stuff that I do over there. Also, if you are a parent of kids aged between like 4 and 10 and you're on Instagram, I have a little Instagram page I've just set up in the last couple of weeks called Josh Earl Kids. Every single Saturday or Sunday, I'll put up a little video, like 5 to 7 minute video of either a kid's story or a kid's song that I've written. And yeah, it's fun. And by all means, if you don't have kids, it's not for you. So don't tell me, oh, this was, I thought it'd be funnier. No, it's for kids, you idiot. That's all I wanted to say. Hopefully you're doing okay. If you're in Melbourne, doing okay with this little extended lockdown, we're doing it. The numbers are going down. There's light at the end of the tunnel. The days are getting warmer. We'll go outside for 2 hours. We'll walk around. It'll be good. We'll get some exercise. We can do this. Everyone else, hopefully you're enjoying the sunshine, if you've got sunshine, and just enjoying being outside. Enjoy this episode, speaking of enjoying things, with first-timer Dave Hughes. That's exciting. And I'll see you on the other side of this music. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered I share my name with an Oklahoma man whose Facebook profile picture is just a tile that just says 100% certified crazy white boy. You may not like me, but you will remember me. Sounds like a pretty cool dude, I reckon.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. If this is your first time to the pod, what I do, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he shares his name with the worship arts director at the Faith Christian Fellowship in Washington, D.C. Can you please welcome it to Limo? Yeah.
Yay! Sorry, what's the name of that organization, Josh?
The Faith Christian Fellowship, and he is the Worship Arts Director.
That's actually me. That's not another Limo. That's me.
That is. I'm sure the Worship Art, the Arts Director of that place is. Oh, like another like a nativity play again. Great. Okay. Yeah. Didn't see that one coming. What are we doing
that's
for
pretty
Easter?
Much it.
Yeah. Also joining us is a first timer to the podcast. He shares his name with one of the judges on The Masked Singer. Can you please welcome us, David Hughes?
Woo!
Yay! Hughesy.
Who's the guy?
Is Dave Hughes.
Yeah, I get that all the time. People are always disappointed that I'm not him.
Yeah. Well, I've never had him on the podcast. Yeah, you're the first Dave Hughes on the podcast.
Okay, well, that's one thing. I'll take that.
I actually saw the name David Hughes on this Zoom invite and I rang Hughesy, the other Hughesy, and I said, oh, mate, we're doing a podcast together in 15 minutes. And he goes, ah, fuck, which one? I said, Josh Earls.
You know, so we still might get him.
And he goes, no, I'm not. I've got a gig. I'm going to have to cancel. And it wasn't even him.
He just fucked his day.
Yeah. Well, Hughesy, if you're listening, the invite's there as well if you wanted to come in, okay? But I've got this one. I've got Dave Hughes from Perth.
I'll do for now.
Also joining us is a man who is joining our previous guest in the same room. He shares his name with a New York model. Can you please welcome us John Pinder? Yeah.
A New York model.
John Pinder.
New York, that's the first time I've had that.
Yeah, even same spelling of John.
Yeah, right. What's he like? Is he handsome?
I didn't look him up.
Is he one of these cheekbone guys?
He came up on LinkedIn, but he didn't have a picture, so I don't. It might be a hand model.
What a terrible model!
Yeah.
What a terrible model!
What? Like the one thing they need to know.
Yeah.
can you send me some pictures? Oh, yeah. I don't have any pictures.
Yeah. I used to work at Coles. I have an arts degree.
And finally, is comedian who, when you type her name into Google, the related searches are Redown Melbourne. Redown episode 15. I don't know what episode 15 is. And Redown drinking. Can you please welcome us, Redown?
Thank you. I'm just happy Redown drugs didn't come up.
Yeah, well.
It's shocking, actually, that it didn't.
I really want to know what episode 15 is.
She knows. I think it might be because our Sam Peterson, beloved Sam Peterson, and I do a podcast, and we've only done 14 episodes, and then we just stopped doing them.
Okay.
And then we keep telling people that we're going to release episode 15, and we just, like, we're both, like, so mentally ill, it just, like, never happens.
This will be like that Guns N' Roses album. What was it called, Josh?
Chinese Democracy.
There we go.
Yeah, but we're actually recording it properly this Sunday, so
yeah.
That search result will actually stop. Please see.
Just call it episode 16.
Wear a KFC bucket on your head too, Ree, when you do it, just so you are like Guns N' Roses.
Are you referring to the photo of me with a KFC bucket on my head? Have you seen that?
No, but you don't know. The person who replaced another member of Guns N' Roses was called Buckethead, and his whole gimmick was he wore a KFC bucket on his head.
Oh, I got drunk at the cricket like a year ago, and I made like a Magneto like KFC bucket hat that I wore the whole time.
Right.
And
great.
And I was like, I don't remember posting that.
Had it chicken in it?
No, they were handing them out to wear on your head.
Oh, like it was a clean bucket.
Yeah,
did it previously have chicken in it?
No, it was definitely clean.
Well, here's the thing. I took my son to the Big Bash League and they give him out. And now we parked a fair way away from the MCG. So I had to walk and he was like at the time like 5. So I was carrying him because it was late at night. It was like 11 o'clock at night. So I'm carrying him through the CBD and he had his bucket, his KFC bucket. And the looks I was getting from parents just going, what is this guy doing? Like going, his kid's eating KFC. He's up at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. What's he doing?
Well, it was at the Big Bash too. Maybe it's a Big Bash thing. They do that KFC bucket hat challenge.
Sorry, Josh. Did Cricket Australia then get that idea off of the dude from Guns N' Roses?
Maybe.
Yeah, they wanted top hats because they wanted to copy Slash, but they just couldn't afford top hats for everyone.
You know when you were talking about the model thing a minute ago?
Yeah. The thing about you.
Thing about me. Let's just bring it back to me for a sec, guys. No, it just reminded me of a thing. I was online shopping the other day looking for, like, clothes and stuff. I've, like, gone through this weird phase of buying heaps of clothes. I was on the Jack London website, and I came across, like, I was eyeing off this jacket, and I clicked on the picture of it, and up pops, you know, the comedian Joseph Green?
Yeah.
He was fucking wearing it.
Yeah, he's a model.
He was the... Yeah, I didn't know. It's so weird if you see a mate... Because nobody knows those people, do they?
No.
What weird is that?
Did it work though? Did you buy the jacket?
I couldn't buy the thing because he looked.
Because your mate's wearing it.
Yeah. And he looked well better in it than I would have looked in it. Yeah. I couldn't fucking wear that.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you, one of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote this tweet. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right. But if you're incorrect, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you can't lose points in this first round. So just go for it. Here we go. First question, this one. This belonged to my grandfather, but I want you to have it. I say, dropping Nana at the retirement village.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
David?
No, that is John Pinder. A point there for John, yeah.
That's flattering because David's well good at Twitter.
I know. Well, that's, I was reading some of David's tweets before. And
oh, why would you do that to yourself?
Well, I was checking you out, dude. I was like, who's
studying
this
up?
Dude?
Yeah, no, he's on it with the Twitter.
He really
all
is.
All right, let's settle down. Next.
I'm going to remind you of this so often, David.
Yeah.
Do you remember when somebody read one of my tweets and thought it was one of yours?
I love that you're good at Twitter, Dave, because I'm going to tell the other Dave Hughes that the bloke with the same name as him is much better at Twitter than him. Yeah. And that will fucking kill him. No,
he's got a few more followers though, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, but he's on the, what is he on? He's on The Project, is it?
Used to sure. be. He's on The Masked Singer. He was like, Australia's Got Talent. Glass
he's on
House.
Everything, isn't he?
Yeah.
Any Australian program, Husey's on it.
He's going to hate the fact you don't even know him, Husey.
Yeah, I love this.
I know who he is. I know who he is. I just don't. I didn't know that he was on that show. I just don't watch TV.
All right, next question. Elon Musk's full name is Elongated Musket.
Limo.
Yes, Limo.
Is that Dave?
That is Dave. Yeah, point there for
that's
Limo.
That's so funny.
that's weird, good, actually, because like I've heard that joke ripped off, except it was by Dave Callan.
Ooh.
On his End of the World show. He did an Apocalypse Tonight show when he first went into lockdown after coming off a cruise ship. Him and Phoenix Montgomery, they were on a cruise ship together. And they did that, and he kept calling him, because he was making out the premise of it was that they were doing their show from a ship that Elongated Muskrat had fucking donated to them.
It's not a crazy unique premise, and also I hope he dies now.
That's which is weird because David Hughes and Dave Callan are two of my favourite Davids. I'm collecting Davids. It's so weird that you're ripping each other's gear off. Well, he's ripping your gear off.
Who knows?
Well, let's cancel some cunts on this podcast.
Yeah, let's cancel. Let's ruin some careers over this shit.
Is David Attenborough on your list of Davids that you love?
Yes. Yeah. I haven't collected him yet, but I'm on my way. Yeah. I've
you better hurry.
Moment.
Clock's ticking on that one. Yeah.
I'll get there.
Next
this
question.
This podcast will raise my profile to the point where I'm rubbing shoulders with people like David Attenborough. Anyway.
Beckham.
Yeah, Beckham. I'll have him. Yeah. I'll take them all.
I can't think of any more Davids. Sorry.
Bowie.
David Army.
Question
what about
three.
David Williams.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is he isn't he a bit peculiar, David Williams?
Yeah, he seems like a fucking then, freak. Like, I love him.
Oh, do you into him? Do you like him?
Yeah, I think he's
I feel
a
like he's hiding
leader.
Something and I don't know what
does,
it is.
Does he
That's
do
what
kids
I like
books?
About him. What is it?
He does do kids books.
He
now.
Does, yeah.
See, when someone like him writes a kids book, I just think, I might not read that to them.
Question three. My drug dealer just told me he's been completely run off his feet this week, and it honestly warms my heart to hear people still supporting small businesses during this difficult time.
John.
Yes, John.
Ree.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for John.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love drugs.
Oh, yeah. drug reference.
You've
drug
got a brand, Ree.
I didn't even know that.
I do have a brand. I really do.
And, hey, Ree, have you ever... I had this thought. I'm wondering if other people have had the same thought. Imagine if a drug dealer got coronavirus, then had to tell the authorities all the people they've been in contact with over however the last 2 weeks.
He's like, yeah, I've seen like 500 people.
Yeah.
you're quite popular. Yeah, just pop around for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you changed?
Sort of make sure everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Did you touch each other at all? Oh, just our palms touched briefly.
Yeah. I did a line off his belly, but other than that, no.
That was it. Use my own note.
Question four.
Laugh, so it's all good.
Question four. Me at age 5, I want to be an astronaut. Me at age 15, I want to be a pro athlete. Me at age 25, fuck me, how expensive is cheese?
Ree.
Yes, Ree. No, that is David.
Fuck.
Point there for Dave.
What the hell?
You're getting him again.
I
knew
can't
that. I know all David's tweets.
I think my poker face isn't giving it away either.
I can't pipe up about it because I was stalking your Twitter page for months before we even met.
That's kind of weird.
I know. I'm kind of weird.
Next question. When you turn 100, you get a letter from the Queen. And when you turn 16, you get a text from Prince Andrew.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Is that Limo?
That is Limo. I'll point there for Ree. Everyone scored.
I've seen that everywhere. That's
He's the only one who
tweet,
didn't laugh
eh?
At his own tweet.
I was going to say, if it was John's tweet, it'd be a bit... you're there cracking up it. Oh, my God, I'm fucking hilarious.
Fuck me, I'm so funny.
That tweet I've heard ripped off by a couple of different footballers and told on radio shows as their own joke.
Oh, what?
Filthy.
Bastards.
Yeah.
which
that happens to you a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it happened with Ricky Gervais in that the Jesus tweet. He used it on a like talk show thingy.
What, he used one of your tweets as one of his jokes?
Yeah, and he's, the way he said it as well was like, this has just popped into my head.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And everyone was sending
which one
it
was
me.
It?
It was the, it's Jesus is, they're at the Last Supper. I don't even know my own tweet. No, wait, are you all set for Friday for the Last Supper? Oh. And Jesus like, the what? And then Judas like, just supper, regular supper with the fellas.
Yeah, that is on brand Ricky as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You are a little bit like Ricky, actually, sometimes when I speak to you. Sorry, I've gotten sidetracked. All right, let's carry on with the podcast.
Watching you two make a direct eye contact because you're in the same room.
I was just thinking it's quite weird, isn't it? Sorry. I'm going to try stop doing that. Can we get a divide up here?
Yeah. Wolfie, can you stand in the way between us?
Oh, yeah, Ray, did you know Wolfie's in the room
we
as well?
We don't want to look at each other.
Wolfie's in there.
All right, question six. There should be another car horn noise to let people know that even though they've done nothing wrong, you just need to do a proper poo.
Ree.
Yes, yeah. Ree.
Is it Limo again?
No, that is John. Another point there for John.
I don't mind that. There should be.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like a, it's urgent, but you've done nothing wrong. I'm just about to shit myself. I need a noise like that. You know, yeah. You know.
So I always thought there should be one for when you see someone. A different one to, oh, hey, I just want to say hi. But your idea is way better than that. Like, cause
yeah, that just goes,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm in the car more often than I need to drop ass than I do to wave to someone. Yeah.
Drop ass!
Should you be able to put, you know, when you see an American cop show and the undercover cops get a siren out of the car and they put it on the roof?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you better have one of those.
It's like a brown light.
Yeah, just a brown light, yeah.
Yes.
Incredible. Right.
Or if it happens that regularly, maybe you just need to buy a car with a shitter built into the front seat.
Or maybe you should just fucking go to the doctor.
Yeah. A brown light. There are no brown lights. I've never seen a brown light.
No. It's a shame.
I see all the different ones, like on a Christmas tree, they've got all the colours. Ain't no brown.
Do they not
lights,
have brown on a Christmas tree?
No brown on a Christmas tree.
Hashtag free brown. Free brown light.
Hashtag free brown.
All right, here's an opening.
Brown light disco.
All right, next question. Question seven. I think it'd be funny to draw Frida Kahlo with two separate eyebrows with the caption, see, look how pretty she is now.
Limo.
Yes, Limo.
Is that Ree?
It's got to be Ree. Who else would do that? Like, no, none of us guys would say that on Twitter.
You just know, like, everyone gets so upset about everything. And it's, can you just imagine how fucking mad people would be if you edited her eyebrow out and you're like, she's gorgeous now. You look so much better like this.
All right, next question. Does anyone in Victoria look at a montage of celebrities outside of Victoria telling you to stay strong and think, oh, thanks, guys. You get it. That's made all the difference.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Limo?
Yeah, you are right. Yeah, that's Limo,
Like the only one left?
Yeah, because you're no longer in.
I'm not in Victoria anymore. I moved back to Brisbane.
Moved home.
Oh, that was smart from you.
Yeah.
Josh, did you see that ad?
Yeah.
The one I'm referring to? It was on during the footy. And it was just a whole bunch of fucking celebrities just saying shit like, stay strong, Melbourne. We know how tough you are. You can get through this.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck me, Dad. You can all get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it super condescending, that?
Yes.
Because I've noticed a lot of Perth people writing things, you know, my thoughts are with all my Melbourne friends, Victorian friends. It's like, well, ring them then.
Yeah.
Why are you saying on social media? Just give them a bell if you've got
ring
a lot
them
of
from the pub.
Give them a bell. Yeah, ring them from the pub. Yeah. I'm just at happy hour.
Can't hear you. Sir, can't hear you.
I can't hear you. What? I'm at the pub.
My big pet peeve at the minute being in Victoria is everyone, like, I'm very thankful that Daniel Andrews is our premier at the minute, but can we just lay off the whole, oh, Daddy Andrews. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's like he's just doing a job. He's doing a good job. You don't need to sexualize every single politician if they do something that you agree with.
Like, yeah, we've got that with Mark McGowan over here.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's like,
wait, is he Daddy Gowan?
He's not Daddy Gowan, but they're worshipping him like he's fucking, like, people will be getting tattoos of him instead of Ned Kelly from here on. You know what I mean?
We have Mummy Anastasia.
Yeah.
Mummy Anastasia. Yeah.
All right, next question. Speaking of COVID. Coronavirus pandemic diary, day 3. I've not had sex in 6 months.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
David.
You are correct, yes, that is David. Yes.
Finally.
Very funny.
I thought when you said John, I thought you were saying I haven't had sex in 6 months.
No, oh, that is what I was saying.
Yeah, okay.
Can you give us an update, Dave? How's it going now?
I don't want to talk about it.
You'll have to read the diary. All right.
Okay.
And our last question for this round, narrating a documentary about stingrays. Me. Look at this wet fucking kite.
Free.
Yes, John.
David.
Yes, you are correct. At the point there, John.
Look at this wet fucking kite. Yeah.
And do you know what I like about David? There's a thing that I know. One of the first things that I noticed about David's tweets is they always say fucking with an EN.
That is exactly how it is. You can even see.
I love that. Fucking. Fucking. Right. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Nice sound.
That is...
I think Dave Callan pinched that as well, actually. Yeah. I'm going to have to have words with Dave.
No, that's how Ricky Gervais spells it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also...
It's now his middle name, Ricky fucking Gervais.
I also read your tweets, David, in your accent as well.
How did you know my accent?
Well, I knew you were English, so I kind of read in an English accent.
David's got a well posher accent than what I thought that he would. Like, it's heaps more sophisticated sounding than I thought you were going
to
sound.
Yeah, it's to negate from my stupidity.
I thought you were going to sound horrible like me.
Are you two going to make out on this podcast?
Yeah.
Later, yeah.
Not on the podcast.
So he says. Can you? Yeah, go on.
At the end of the round.
I mean, we can.
At the end of the round, the scores are Limo, you're on 1 point. Dave, you're on 1 point. John, you're on 4 points. And also on 4 points, it's re-down. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This round is called Food, Glorious Food. Now, it's a new round, same rules though. In this round, we're going to talk about food. Now, we all have different tastes, but one person on the panel, their tastes are a bit different than the rest of us. And today, we're talking about Ree Down. Now, Ree has a food that she likes to order when she goes out that some people may find strange. But what is it? Is it A, she loves the crumb on crumbed calamari, but hates calamari. So all she does is take the crumb off, eat that, and leave the actual meat? That's A. B, she loves salted chocolate, so if she has a chocolate sundae at McDonald's, she'll add a sachet of salt to it and mix it through. Not only does she enjoy the taste, but she also enjoys the texture of the salty crunch. Or is it C, she loves sriracha hot sauce and discovered it goes amazing on melons. She always has it in her bag, and if she orders a fruit salad in a cafe, she'll squirt sriracha all over it as a dressing. Now, one of these is a real thing. Ask her as many questions as you can. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she might answer incorrectly. You don't all have to answer together. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Okay, Ree, if the salt on the ice cream is true, how much salt do you use?
Like one, depending on how much ice cream there is, like 1 to 2 teaspoons.
So you also take a teaspoon?
No, but you can you can pinch it off or use like the salt packets.
I feel like this might not be true, otherwise she would have said sachets.
How many teaspoons to a sachet? Mm.
I don't know.
There are holes in this story.
You'd say it'd be one.
Sorry, I don't measure out the salt.
Oh, look, you've been interrogated by police, and I can tell that by how sassy you've become at this very basic questioning. You're already defensive. You're like, fuck you, pig.
Fucking ACAB cunt.
So, Ree, when did you first discover the salt sundae combination? What was going on?
It was a friend of mine, basically, like childhood friend. She used to do it, and then she was like, you should try it, and then I tried it, and then I was like, this is really good.
What's the whole name of this childhood friend, and how old are they, and how long did you know them, and when did you first meet them?
Her name is Bridget O'Connor. She was born 2 weeks before me. My parents met at her parents' wedding.
Fuck.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That's convincing. An easy thing to go for. You could just pick any friend and just say things about them.
Do you call yourself Salt All Sisters? Right.
Captain
Is that Cynic? You're so close to
fucking hell.
God, it's fun being the police.
When was the last time you had a salt on Sunday?
Yeah. Ooh, probably like at least a month ago. I haven't had it any time recently, but, you know, trying to look after my health. It's not a healthy thing to eat. She doesn't do it anymore. She's really skinny, so.
All right.
What would you do with the calamari after you've eaten the crumb? What do you do with it? Fling it at passers-by or?
No, just leave it on the plate.
Just leave it on the plate.
Yeah.
That's quite civil.
That's quite civil. And so
what, would I do? Throw it on the ground?
Well, I was thinking if for some reason wait, wasn't this
perhaps
when you've
offer
been
it
drinking?
To a friend, Ree.
I mean, I guess. I don't know if anyone wants to eat, you know, this
no,
calamari.
But if you were drinking and you went and got the calamari, you'd eat the crumbs and then you'd sling it at people that walk by that look at you judgmentally like, oh, what the fuck is she doing? Fuck you.
Yeah. I always try and hit staff with it, you know, to try and make their day just a little bit worse. Yeah.
And sometimes that one sounds quite real to me because sometimes I have been known to do that.
It's the one
this,
I can
this
relate
makes
to.
Makes me sound gross. I've been known to do that with a chicken nugget from McDonald's. On the outside of it.
How'd you get that off? Isn't it?
Then, no, I eat the outside.
And you're left with just a little ball of white.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
I offer that to a friend.
See, you've never offered it to me.
Or throw it at someone.
John, the KFC nuggets would be better for that because their coating is already off. It seems like it's just, I don't know how they do
it. It's not attached.
Does the calamari just levitate in between the coating?
No, KFC
is
chicken
it breaded?
Nuggets. That kind
or
of
is it like
happens.
Like,
right. With the KFC.
Yeah, it comes off easy.
And Ree, have you done this for a long time? And see, I find this one believable because my son does this exact same thing. If anything's crumbed, he eats the crumb and then leaves
the best bit.
The rest of it. Because he's four.
This is the most believable one because it's the best part.
I do it because I like the middle of the chicken nugget more than I like the outside of it. So I eat the outside off.
What, to get rid of it?
Yeah, to get rid of it. I want it out of my way.
Oh.
if I was going to throw anything at passers-by, it would be the outsides of a chicken nugget. Because it also feels like if I get rid of that outside bit, the inside bit is healthier.
Like the bladder of the nugget.
Like, this bit's lean. This is good for me.
So we've established John does not like the nugget bladder. That's good.
So what sort of hot sauce was it, Ree?
Sriracha.
What would you normally put that on? I'm not
a melon
with it. You so put it on a melon.
Yeah.
It goes on anything.
But what's it?
Like on it salad, on like but like my main thing is a melon snack with a little bit of sriracha on it.
And what's the thing?
I mean, you can put sriracha on anything.
But what's the thing that you're pretending that you do put it on?
Melons.
Melons. Melons. That's the...
Yeah,
okay.
But she said a melon snack quite unnaturally. That
was very, yeah.
Like, do you know what I fancy? A melon snack.
I fancy a coffee drink.
Who's up for a melon snack and a nice coffee drink?
I don't know, like, if you guys have melon for a meal, but it's always a snack-based food.
No, we always have melon dinner at my house.
His wife does a lovely melon curry.
I just like the taste of it with something cold and crunchy.
Mm. Okay. I'm a watermelon guy more so than just your melon.
Yeah, watermelon.
Is a melon different to a watermelon?
Yeah, one's got water in it.
Yeah. True.
No, I don't know.
Stop making eye contact with me, David.
No.
It does look weird.
Yeah, well, your other...
All right, do people think they know what they're going to lock in? What answers?
I'm going with the salt.
Calamari. I'm all about that calamari.
Okay, so David's with B. John is with A. Limo, which one?
I'm with A. I think it's the calamari, and I reckon, Ree, you've been doing it for a long time?
Yep.
I think, I'm going with A.
The correct
answer. If you've made that, if you lied to me about that friend... That terrible things are going to happen to that friend.
Well, David, I'm sorry, but that friend, something terrible is happening because she did lie to you. The correct answer is A. A point there for Ree, a point for John, a point for Limo. Yeah.
Can't say I'm proud of that.
So, Josh, does that mean that you just came up with that scenario of the salt and the chocolate?
Yeah, I came
head?
Up with
so
the other
do you
two,
do it?
Yeah, he does that.
No, I don't do it, but I think I like salted chocolate, so I'm thinking...
I do too. Chocolate pretzels are amazing because of the salt
yes,
and the chocolate.
Yes, exactly, yeah. But I've never thought to put salt to my chocolate sundae. So last night, and I almost... John, you're on the right track. I almost wrote a lie about removing the chicken nugget casing and filling that with ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, if nothing else, we're all leaving here with snack ideas.
Yeah, melon snack. I can't wait for a nice melon
snack. You can't
have
melon as a snack, it's a meal.
I'm ready for melon snack.
My takeaway from all of this is that I always say to my wife about my son, he's only four, he'll eat the calamari eventually.
Nah, yeah.
Maybe not.
One time when I ate calamari at Sizzler, I bit into it and
and there was blood inside, which is not possible for calamari to have blood inside of it. Yeah. And then I was like,
someone had put the blood inside.
So what am I fucking eating? You know? And then from basically then on out, I just like couldn't trust it because I never wanted to bite into calamari and have blood.
But you still wanted the outside.
You still want the outside, even though blood may be present.
I reckon I know what you were eating, Ray, which is not good. I think I know what you were eating. What? This has come up on a previous podcast, but what they do, so if it's not actual calamari.
Oh, look at her. She's going to throw up. Go on.
I'm sorry.
It was a tumor, Ray. You were eating a tumor.
It's pork rectum.
You are fucking rotten.
It's
pork rectum.
Yeah, it's pig rectums. They have the same texture. Ree's gone. She's
pig's ass.
Oh.
Come back, Ree. Come back. She's really gone.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to do this.
Really, maybe she's really gone.
She's left.
You said that with such finality.
Yeah, she's back.
A pig's ass is probably a delicacy.
Oh, she just needed wine.
Up some wine.
It's a mojito mix.
Oh, she's just gone. But you didn't you say you ate it as a kid? The taste wouldn't still be in your mouth. Like.
Yeah, dude, but that's just fucked.
Yeah, it scars you. It
pairs well with a melon snack.
I've always told people I've never eaten a rectum before and I've like been living a lie. So
now. Yeah. Well, there you go. Tastes like fish. At the end of that round, the scores are Dave on 1 point. Limo on 2 points. John on 5 points. Also on 5 points is Ree. Yeah.
Yay.
Whee.
I'm not celebrating that.
Why not?
Because.
Support us.
No.
Support me especially. We're in the same room, you slag.
Yeah, fair enough. Well done.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, you'll say nah. A point if you get it correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So ask them questions, try and get the right answer. So to Ree. Now, when John was a little kid, his uncle, for a joke, pretended to put his Bart Simpson doll on the barbecue. John went crazy and tried to jump on the barbecue to get it. When it was all over and John was still pissed off, he went and sat down on a wall to cool down, only for him to fall backwards and crack his head. His family still laugh about it today. Yeah or nah?
So this was about John. How did we get from the Bart Simpson doll to the wall?
He was just cooling off period.
He'd been sin-binned.
How did we get from the doll to the wall? Mm. Well, what happened is he'd gone in the shed and found some electrical tape. There was some like tape in there that's blue and yellow, the same color as my Bart Simpson doll.
Oh, okay.
It was like a rubbery doll and I fucking adored it. And then what he did was he snatched it off and like literally snatched it out of my hands. He wasn't even my uncle really. He was me dad's mate, but I called him my Uncle Pete. He snatched it through and then like put it behind his back, but threw this electrical tape like scrunched up on the barbecue. So it looked all sizzly and melty. And of course, I was heartbroken. Yeah. It was my very, very favorite thing. So I went to get it, which of course, at this point, all the grown-ups realized that was a shocking idea because now like a four-year-old boy is trying to jump on a barbecue. So they stop me from getting on it. They give me the Bart Simpson back. Mm. But I'm already distraught by this point and so angry, super angry. It's like they're just trying to throw my mum on a barbecue. Like I'm fucking heartbroken, in tears, freaking out. Mm. And so when I realised that I'd been made a fool of and they were all like laughing at me, but like sort of being like, oh, calm down, it's here, it's all right. But I'm in tears by now, so I get my Bart Simpson doll back and I stomp dramatically toward this small wall that would reach maybe like halfway up your shin.
Yeah.
Like it's a little like garden wall. And I sit down on it in a huff, and as I sit down on it, I'm only little, sit down on it and I fall straight over backwards with my little legs sticking up like that over the other side of the wall. And they all piss themselves laughing at me. Like fucking burst out laughing.
Did you get hurt?
No, I didn't get hurt. I just got fully, like, betrayed by all the people who were supposed to love me.
Just have a branch sticking out.
And then laughed at by them immediately after. Like, it was just a cruel trick.
Oh, do you still have it?
But, John, you got the doll back, right? It wasn't the doll that ended up on the barbecue. So even though you got the doll back fully intact, you still felt betrayed.
Yeah, but he was four, though.
Why do that? It was cruel.
Have you guys seen that video of that dad? He's like holding his daughter and he walks past a wall and then he hits the wall with his hand and then he goes, oh no, to her. And she starts crying because she thinks
He's hurt
hit her head because he's reacted to her as if she's hit it because she, like, the joke is that she always, even if she's not hurt, she always cries. So he hits the wall with his hand and then turns to her and goes, "Oh no, are you okay?" And she like bursts out crying.
I fucking hate stuff like that because the thing is, it's like, all right, that's a giggle to you, but if the kid's in tears, they're feeling that as intensely as if, like, you know, their cat had just fucking died. Like, if they, like, stuff is more intense for a kid. Yeah. Man. Stuff is more important to a kid than it is to a grown up.
I had one recently where I would walk, and with my wedding ring, I would hit a pole in the house and pretend to hit my head. And my son loved it, right? He thought it was so funny. And I would always walk past and pretend to hit my head and hit my ring on the pole. Anyway, one day he walked over and banged his head on the pole to do the same joke. And I was like, dude, no, that's not what Dad's doing. I felt so bad.
Sometimes you don't
explain the trick to him.
Sometimes you don't realize things are a parenting mistake until you've fucking made them. Yeah. Oh, no. I thought I was hilarious.
I did know throwing his toy on the barbecue would traumatize him.
Yeah. Do you still have the Bart Simpson toy?
No, long gone. Chucked it on a barbecue.
What do you think, Ray? Think this is or think this is nah?
I think if it's not true, like, John is actually a fucking psycho. There was so many that if it is nah, I will scull this whole bottle of mojito mix. But I'm gonna go it's yeah.
You are correct. Yes, that is a true story. Yes,
oh, Josh, I really don't want to scull it. I wanted to see her nail that drink.
Yeah, just made it up.
Would have been great. All right, now spot point there for Ray. So, to John. Now, when Limo was 17, a mate of his was meant to drive him to their football match. But when Limo got to the guy's house, the guy was passed out and Limo couldn't wake him, so Limo just took the guy's car. When Limo went to drop it off, the cops were there interviewing the guy about his stolen car and the guy's parents were there consoling him because the dude was crying. Yeah or nah?
I love the phrase, the dude was crying.
Yeah.
the dude was crying. Why is
I'm
going to
get
crying?
That tattooed on my chest.
So hang on. he was a mate of yours and you pinched his car to go to the footy.
Yes.
And he's reported it to everybody. He's reported it stolen. He said his parents turned up as well.
We were playing in the same team. I was dropped off, another friend dropped me off at his house, and we were going to drive together to the footy.
Oh, you were playing the footy?
We were playing, yes. We were playing.
Yeah.
And I was dropped off at his house. I went inside, and he had a blinder the night before, and I just couldn't wake him up. And I just went, well, I'm not going to get a cab. So I just grabbed his car keys. Sorry?
Did you try to wake him up? Yeah.
I tried to wake him up and couldn't wake him up.
Right.
So I grabbed his car keys and just took his car to the footy. I played the game and then showered, whatever, after the game and then drove back to his house. And when I got back there, they reported the car as stolen.
Yeah, it's stolen.
And the cops were there.
He had no recollection of you trying to wake him. He didn't even wake up a little bit when you were trying to wake him up.
No.
Did he really love that car? Why is he crying?
He thought he was crying because he thought the car had been stolen. It was his first car. It was a Holden Commodore, but it was old. But it was old. It was like a VB Commodore or something. But this is in the late 1980s.
And the police were there. So what did the police? You turned up while the police were there.
I turned up while the police were there, and I was like, "Oh, what's going on?"
What did they say to you?
And they said. The mum told me, not the cops, the mum, his mum said, oh, the car's been stolen. And I said, I took the car to the footy. It's out the front. And she went, okay. So then she walked off, spoke to the police without me there.
Right.
And then the police came and spoke to me and said, tell us what happened. And I said, I came, I couldn't wake him up. And I
stole the car.
Needed a car, didn't have one.
Stole a car, now it's back. What do you want from here?
This is the best ending to a crime.
Yeah.
He was sleeping, that's his fault.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
Yeah. So if you're asleep, the police, it's allowed.
Yeah. I've heard that.
So the police kind of categorised it as borrowed. They recategorize it from stolen to borrowed. So.
Why is that a category in crimes? It's not a crime to borrow stuff.
But they still have to make a report. I work in insurance and anytime you put a claim through, if the driver isn't you, you always have to be like, did they have your consent to drive your car? And then if you make a police report, you literally just have to put it through.
Based on how real that sounds, I'm gonna say yeah.
You're gonna say yeah? You are incorrect. Yeah. It was a lie. The point there for Limo.
That's a great lie.
That was a banger lie.
Thanks.
I can imagine you even going to the footy.
I used to go to the footy all the time.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I did. What I did do once is I have stolen a mate's car accidentally. Actually, no, I stole a mate's. So this, what happened, I was living in a share house.
A mate's wife, I don't know.
I was living in a share house and I got home one day with a friend of mine and there were a set of car keys in the letterbox. And my mate and I just went, oh, that's weird. So we went into the house and said, do these belong to anyone?
Usually these are letters.
And everyone goes, nah. So we go back out and then we went out for a while. We came back and the keys are still there. So we kind of, you know, you can kind of pick the car from the keys.
Yeah.
We reckon it's that bloody Ford Laser over there. So we went over and it opened it up. So we took it for a spin, right?
How old are you here, Lima?
About 20.
Fair enough.
And we just left it somewhere nearby. Anyway.
You didn't even put it back where it was.
Nah. Anyway, my mate who I lived with was a mechanic and his mum had dropped her car off to be serviced. And she'd left the keys in the letterbox.
He nicked his mum's car.
and we took it for a spin. There's a few more details to that story, but even though it's 30 years later, I don't want to...
Because you went and picked gear up in it. Of course you did.
All right, so a point there for Limo. Now to Limo.
You rooted in it.
When Dave was in Bolivia, he shat himself on the bus, but had nowhere to clean it up. So he just sat in it. By the time he got a chance to clean it up, it had all dried. So when he peeled his cact-covered undies off, it almost gave him a sack crack wax.
Oh,
this is so fucking
fucking hell. So, okay, where did you get on the bus?
I can't remember the name of the place. I was going to La Paz.
Okay, so you're going to La Paz.
14-hour or something like that. Long bus ride.
How long into the bus ride did you shit yourself?
Probably, I would say like the second half of it. It was the second half of the bus ride.
So second half. And were you sitting next to someone on the bus? Packed was the bus?
Not very by the packed. End.
It wasn't like a tourist bus either. It was a local bus. So... Every one is on there with fucking chickens and bags of rice and.
but
that was a good thing because it didn't smell so bad.
Yeah.
How was the smell?
Like chicken.
Because it already stinks of shit anyway.
Yeah.
Did it? It must have stunk pretty bad though.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, on the bus. The bus stinks anyway.
Did it reek?
Well, it is shit, Limo. It is shit. Straight out of his ass into his pants.
Straight out of his ass.
So
was that a big? Was it a solid one?
No. That's the
so runny one. So you sat in a puddle, essentially.
I sat in a puddle of shit.
Did you try and fart and shit yourself? Was it a little one like that?
Basically, yeah. I did the lean. And then you go, oh, hang on a second. And then...
Oh, mate.
Look, Ree, you're laughing like you can't relate. I know you can.
So. I cannot relate. I'm sorry. I've never seen myself as an adult.
Come on, Ree.
So I did the lean.
Haven't you?
And then Ree, you like salted chocolate. You should be all over this story.
Yeah.
Were there other Westerners on the bus as
there
well?
There were none.
There were none. No. Did you Western. At any point...
Okay, no wonder they ate us. They come here, getting on our buses, shitting their pants.
All right, look, Bolivians don't typically hate us.
Did you have cocaine on you when you were on the bus?
I did not. I had nothing bad on me at all.
Had you had lots of
You had something back.
No, I admit yes, that was all natural.
And when you arrived, what was the journey like from the bus to the nearest toilet or shower or wherever you cleaned yourself up?
It wasn't my first time in La Paz, so I knew that when I got to the bus station, there was a hostel that I wanted to stay at, which is about a 5-minute walk. So I just fucking beelined it, and it was very uncomfortable.
What kind of pants were you wearing?
Stained.
How short?
Not that short.
Did shit come out of the shorts?
Fuck. No. You could.
What color did they start as?
No, they were like a dark green, I think. I can't remember. Look, this was a long time ago, but the color of them did help kind of disguise the fact that there was moisture happening down there.
Mm.
That's nice.
Did you apologize
to the
bus driver?
White shirt you've worn today.
Oh yeah, and then I got.
Did you apologize to the bus driver?
No, did I? Fuck. I just got off and ran.
When you were sitting in your own shit for about 7 hours, at any point did
love
you think
this? Yeah,
yourself,
go on.
Did at any point did you think to yourself, I fucking deserve this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But up until that point, I basically lived on tequila and dark rum. Like that was my life.
Have you not had a drink since you shit yourself?
I actually haven't drunk in 7 years. I don't drink anymore. I stopped. Yeah, but oddly enough,
but
that wasn't
the
thing.
Turning point.
That wasn't the turning point. And on another occasion, I needed to throw up into the toilet, and I needed to shit as well. And I ended up throwing up into the toilet, shitting into my boxers. It caught them like a little hammock, and then I fell asleep in it. And I didn't stop then either.
Right. Well, you sound like an expert.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm so glad you're sober, but like, dude, fuck hell.
I'm gonna say yeah.
You are correct, Limo. Yes.
I hate that I strike you as the person that's true.
Also,
no, I mean,
came across so clearly as soon as you were like, Riaz, if you haven't, as soon as you said that, I was like, yeah, no, this comes fucking shit.
Also, Greg Larson made a very good point last week that I would not write a story like that for someone on their first time on the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
I've never met Dave before.
Very good point. Yeah. Welcome, David Hughes. This dickhead shat himself on a bus.
I've heard that story before, and you've gone very deep into the detail of how much that poo clung to your pubic hair.
I was
going
to say, I gave you more of an insight to the actual waxing.
Yeah.
Because that was painful. Because, Josh, you said, like, almost gave me a wax. Not almost.
Yeah, I wanted to hear more about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it dried on there like a mud mask.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, fucking
Oh. All right. Moving on now to Dave. Now, Ree, as we've established, recently moved back to Brisbane. While her and her partner were waiting to get a place, they briefly stayed in her boyfriend's parents' house. Ree, being a good house guest, was one day unpacking the dishwasher when she pulled out her boyfriend's mother's Kegel balls that she had chucked in there with the rest of the dishes. Ree knew at that moment that they had to move and not to eat off any of the cutlery that was in the dishwasher. You can ask her questions. Maybe, what are Kegel balls?
Yeah, I don't know what they are.
Basically,
do they go up the bum?
No, they're for a puss. Badge balls, you can call them. But basically they're to like tighten. Like you do Kegel exercises. Like you've ever heard of like a Kegel doing Kegels?
Ah,
it's like to tighten, like your vagina. Okay. And so the balls, you put them up there as well, and they help with that.
You can do them as well. You can do them by stopping yourself having a wee and starting again. Apparently, it's good for your prostate or something.
Well, that they would have stopped me shitting myself. If I had that kind of control.
Stop you doing what? Shitting yourself. Yeah, that's what I mean. You need to practice with your bum Kegels.
So they were in the dishwasher?
Yeah, they're in the dishwasher.
That's
were they the only thing in there, or were they accompanied by all the other...
No, there were some dishes from a melon snack earlier that day.
No, the dishwasher was totally fucking like full.
And they were touching stuff that you would later.
No,
they were
at the back, right in the corner. Like they weren't
with the cutlery.
They weren't. No, the cutlery's down the bottom. They were like up
in yours. It is
the tray, like the you know how it's got the slide out tray at the top where you put like cups and stuff.
Yeah, I know dishwashers.
There wasn't any. There wasn't any like cups around it. There was like a cup space on each side, which is like very considerate. But also,
I was
going
to say it's very considerate, isn't it? So she thought, like, I know that this is the wrong thing to do. I'm not going to run them under a tap, but I'm going to put them in the dishwasher and I'm going to give them their space.
Yeah.
There should be a sort of bag that you put them in the thing. You know, like when you wash a bra?
Oh, yeah.
A
little duffel bag thing. Yeah.
That would have been nice.
That would have been.
Sure. Bree, did you leave them there or did you remove them and hand them back?
I basically, as soon as I packed some stuff out already and I just put it all back in because I didn't want her to know I'd seen them.
Oh, no. See, I think.
So I was like, if she comes home to unpack the dishwasher and she sees only the Kegel balls left and she's either going to think it was me or one of her kids because two of her kids still live with her and her husband, Tony.
I had no idea what Kegel balls were. I'd never heard of a
fudge
Kegel.
Balls.
And the only...
They need to be repackaged as fudge
they
balls.
They need to be Yeah, they definitely do because they sound like a foreign delicacy.
Well, the worst thing.
Do you want those fried?
Yeah, I just like the outside of a Kegel ball. I don't eat the middle bit.
Yeah, I mean, the kids obviously know now because I asked Grace, James's little sister, if they were hers because like I was like, "Babe, are they yours?" And she was like, "No." And then I went back upstairs and put all the dishes back in. I don't think they're like my boyfriend's one of all boys except his little sister. So I don't think they're anyone else's. They have to be hers.
Do Kegel balls come in different sizes?
I don't know. I don't
know. did you how so that happened and then you decided to move, but was there any did you ask about it or did you just fucking bury it and go,
we're never addressing this?
Are they your vag balls? That didn't come up.
Yeah, no. Like James's mum is like she's so sweet, but like something like that would I think she'd be really fucking embarrassed
about. She might listen to this.
No, she doesn't. She does not listen to any podcasts that I do. She's not interested in the comedy aspect of my life.
Oh, so, that's a shame. She's providing and material.
Honestly,
you trash her more then. Let's do it.
A bit sad that this is a story Josh went to go with, but that's fine, you know.
We'll get to that one later.
I asked James if I could tell it and he said yes. So.
What do you think, Dave? Do you think this is here or not?
I think yeah.
Dave, you are incorrect again. That is a false story.
No.
All made up.
A good liar.
I would just like
good
to
line.
Clear James's mum does not have Kegel balls.
And no and shame
she's
if
very,
she did.
She's very supportive of my comedy. But she definitely won't listen to this podcast.
Hang on, now that we know that this is a lie, is there such a thing as a Kegel ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
I looked them up just to really sell the story.
For the sake of the bullshit. Yeah.
I looked up, I was like, can you put them in the dishwasher? You know, I was like, I was so prepared.
I didn't even think of that.
I was prepared to answer these questions.
I didn't even think if they're dishwasher safe. That's that's the key bit of information I needed to know if this was a true story.
That's because you're a pioneer of this podcast. You know how to work it.
I can't wait for someone to listen to this podcast, get distracted for a short period for the reveal.
Yeah.
And then go up to James's mum. Hey, heard about the Kegel balls in the dishwasher. Bit gross.
So cool that you keep your pussy tied after all these years.
And that you clean the balls after. I love that.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Dave still on 1 point, Lima on 4, John on 5, but in front now on 7 points. It's 3 down. This is our last round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. So here we go. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we are. Question one. Who made another owner at the dog park pay for a new tennis ball after another dog took theirs?
Ree.
I heard Ree first.
Limo?
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, a point there for Ree. Yeah.
Good on you. Good on you, babe.
You know what? We kept getting fucking balls stolen at the park. It cost $10. It's a special ball for to throw for your dog. And other dogs kept stealing them. And I said to my wife, I've fucking had enough. Next time it happens, I'm going to make some prick pay for it.
Yeah, good.
And this guy couldn't get it.
Why don't you just get them cheaper balls? Like Kegel balls.
Well, the ball, but our dog, I should have got Kegel balls. Anyway, I said to the guy goes, sorry, I can't get the ball off my dog. And I said, well, give me $10 then.
Yeah, good.
And he did.
Brilliant.
He did.
Brilliant.
I would have
done that. And I felt,
well, give me $10.
I felt so bad though. I went down there a week later and I found him and I gave him the $10 back.
Why?
Oh,
I felt
bless
bad.
You.
I felt bad.
Oh, that's
and, but
so
you know what?
Lovely.
I gave him the $10 back. He gave me the fucking ball back because he'd managed to get the ball off his dog.
Oh my God.
So it's like this a week later, we had this clean exchange.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Next question. Who as a kid ate dried bleach thinking it was icing?
Lemo.
Yes, Lemo.
Ree.
No, that was David. Point off Lino there.
Yeah, I was going to say David. It felt like David.
But it looks like bleach. Dried bleach looks like icing. Never mind that you don't prepare cakes
in
the bathroom.
What was it on? Where did
it was on the bathroom sink, but I forgot that you don't make cakes in there. Yeah, I just thought that looks like icing.
Yeah, where you used to leave your icing.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Who here once had a job wanking off horses?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
David.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes.
Ree, how did
you know that?
I saw him smirk. You were on top of it. You little fucking shame pig. You just saw
it. Yeah. You were on top of that and you knew his tweets as well. Yeah. You've got David's vibe.
Yeah. You're a fucking freak, dude.
He is. He's a weird guy. I've been hanging out with him. He's a weird guy.
It was a job.
Shits himself, wanks off pigs.
Yeah, but you went and offered yourself up for that job.
I can also tell how much John can get other jobs. And that means that you're a weird dude as well.
Yeah, I love him.
John's obsessed with you. I can tell. There's something special. It's a weird. I love it.
That's true.
So, how long did you do this job for, David?
About a year and a bit, I think.
Wow.
But we used to have to wank them off into little clarinet cases.
Did you ever accidentally get horse cum on you?
No, actually no, because it was worth so much money. So you get this big long case. And you let them fuck the clarinet case, and then you put that into the little thing, the little freezer thing, and then it gets sent off to wherever.
Do they make a noise when they come?
Sort of. They do the usual,
Cool.
That is a regular horse coming sound noise. As well.
That is the noise I make.
Just before they close, they stamp their foot 3 times. Okay.
No, you know what? It's such a tease because you have to get the horse all happy and stuff. So they bring out a horse and they go, oh, look, you could fuck this, but we're not going to let you. And then he gets no, I really want to. And then you've got to tug him off.
The female horse is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like twerking and.
The other horse, because the horse's eyes are on the side of its head.
Yeah.
So you bring the horse to the side of it.
Yeah, you just
go,
walk it around. Do you reckon? And then it sees it and all that. Yeah.
Oh, you walk it around?
Yeah, you walk the girl horse around.
You make it strut.
Boy horse is tied up with a little ball in his mouth.
Of course, yeah. God, this is so hot. This is fucking hot.
Couple of king balls up.
Yeah.
Question 4. Who here once had a teacher lose their mind at the class because he sat on a piece of paper that stuck to his pants and he was convinced someone in the class put it there?
David.
Yes, David.
I think that's John.
No, that is Ree Down. A point off, David.
I've only got 1 point. I'm fucked.
No, you had 1 point.
Oh, look at you keeping track of your points.
Well, I'm not keeping track, but earlier, I don't know if you all picked up when Josh went, Dave's still got 1. All right, mate, fuck.
That's time I get him on the fucking point, man.
Yeah, this maths teacher sucked. He was in his last year of retirement and tried to suspend a girl who was nowhere near him because there was paper on his butt, stuck to his butt.
I hope he's dead.
Yeah,
I do. We all hope he's dead. I hope he listens to this podcast and now he knows at least 3 people.
Mr. Jack, bite the gutter, cunt.
Yeah. How do you feel? Limo and Josh, how do you feel? Hope he's dead?
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening, Mr. Jack. Bite the gutter, cunt.
Is that what you said? I'm so sorry.
Bite the gutter.
Bite the gutter. Is that an American History X reference?
It's so street. It's really street.
Hey, Ree, did everyone have a good laugh at him?
The reason he realised is that the laughing got worse because every time he'd turn around to the whiteboard to write something on it, everyone would laugh. But it was a good 5 to 10 minutes that it was on his butt.
Why did he pick that girl?
He already didn't like her. There were people he didn't like. I was one of them as well. And
fucking ATAB cunt.
He would just go after. Yeah. Yeah. All maths teachers are bastards.
Yeah. I don't hope he's dead, but I hope.
No.
But I hope. Sorry to let the team down. But
give
I hope
David
he's on
Limo's
a bus.
Points.
I hope he's on a bus to La Paz and he shat himself and cracked it off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hope he gets a good sack wax.
All right. Question 5. Who here had a friend slag off their first ever partner? So this person broke up with the partner only for the friend to end up marrying that partner.
Oh, Limo.
Yes, Limo.
Is it John?
Yes, it is John. Yes, a point there for Leo.
It had to be because we all tried to chime in.
How did you guess that? Huh? How did you know that?
Because we all tried to say our own names so that we could answer.
You hadn't been an answer for a while as well.
That's true.
And
that
just, so just,
also
you know,
the
using
slag
quiz,
off.
Quiz psychology.
Yeah. When I heard slag off, I was like.
The language. Ah, yous are good at this.
Next
Josh,
question.
Your methods have become transparent.
I know. 222 episodes in, people know the game.
You need to start typing them into some sort of computer and making it more random or something. They've sussed out your patterns, bro.
I even changed it to from girlfriend to partner. All right, question six. Yeah. Who, when I asked this person, who was the first person they kissed, they replied, just some random cunt at a social.
Oh, Limo.
Yes, Limo.
That's got to be
it is Ray, yes.
Ray all day. Ray all day. Yeah. Random cunt.
Random
cunt.
Send
me a questionnaire.
Well, it's going to be none of the lads because no boy has ever called the first girl they
kissed a random cunt.
Yeah. I just kissed this random cunt.
It was my first ever
kiss. Her name
kiss,
was and Lucy.
Then and then I made out with like four other dudes that night at the social.
Yeah.
Because you realise it's fun.
It was the beginning of your career. You were like, all right, start as you mean to go on.
My career of like marrying the first boy I dated in high school, like in the next room, celebrating 10 years this year. I'm like, oh,
wholesome.
Okay, oh well.
Sick.
All right, question.
But that's fine. No.
Was he he wasn't the random cunt?
No, but I was the first girl James ever kissed and the only.
Oh.
Do you think he ever refers to you as a random cunt? Because that's
yeah.
who'd you marry? Just some random
this
cunt.
This is my random cunt, Ray.
Next question. Who here is currently sleeping in a bed with four other bodies in it?
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Limo?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it is Limo, yeah.
Wife.
That
baby,
is true.
Dog, or do you have two kids? No, one kid.
And a cat.
Oh, and a cat.
So wife. Left to right, it goes wife, son, dog, me, cat.
Yeah.
That's too wholesome. I was hoping that you'd kill a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because of the word bodies, I hope that in my mind, it was in a basement. It was very dank, dark, and there's four just rotting corpses that you sleep amongst.
I thought this was going to carry on from Ree's. I kissed some random cunt and then four other guys.
Yeah, And then Limo killed them and now he sleeps with them.
So... left to right, it goes wife, dead backpacker, Ree's old teacher with paper still stuck to his ass, and me.
Now, dude, I feel you. We just got a king bed. So we've got James, our Samoyed Winnie, she's massive, and then one of the cats, and then me, and then two of the other cats.
Yeah.
I have less room than I did before.
Brutal. Yeah, it makes for a terrible night's sleep.
Brutal.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Who, when I asked them what country they would love to visit, answered the moon?
John.
Yes, John.
David.
That you are correct. Yes, that is David, yes.
I also wrote, fuck off, the moon. Who doesn't want to go to the moon?
Yeah, it'd be good.
You love a bit of the moon.
I love a bit of the moon.
You love knowing stuff about the moon. What's that stuff you know about the moon?
Oh, I know. Ask me anything about the moon.
All right. What about
how big is it?
Landings?
Where is it?
It's big, and as people have landed on it, and that.
How far away is it?
It's really far.
How far?
It's proper far.
Really?
Yeah. Calm down, moon nerd.
Proper far in the dark as well. So when you go, you've got to try and find it in the dark. It's fucking hard. That's why the moon. That's why people think the moon landings didn't happen.
What? Because how would they get there in the dark?
You've got to get there in the dark, haven't you?
Yeah. That makes good sense.
Yeah, thank you.
One of my favorite TV shows.
Dave used to study the moon.
One of my favorite TV shows is Inside the NBA that Shaquille O'Neal is on. He's one of the presenters on it. And he asked, how far away is the moon? How long it would take to get... Would it be less time to fly from Atlanta to LA or Atlanta to the moon? And
they're like, what are you talking about? It's quarter of a million miles
away, isn't it? Yeah. But then he was like, well, I can see
you
the moon.
You just said it was proper far.
He goes, I can see the moon from outside, but I can't see Los Angeles. So the moon is... surely shorter. And they
oh, wow.
He repeated it three times, and then he was like, no, it does make sense, though, if you think of it that way. Yeah. So, yeah. Good on you, Shaq.
He's let himself down.
Yeah. Our last question.
He's let himself down. You've let yourself down. You've embarrassed yourself.
Our last question for the game. Who, when they were in Amsterdam, had a dodgy stomach and a dodgy toilet door, so a bunch of Dutch people saw them shitting?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
David.
No, that was John, a point off Ree.
It's because it was a poo story, hey Ree.
Yeah.
As soon as you had toilet door, shitting, well, that's David.
Yeah.
You should know I don't use a toilet.
I was going to go John, but then I saw you smirk again and I was like, you fucking cunt.
He was smirking because it came up in conversation earlier today and I was telling him about it.
You could have got your point back, David.
So tell us about it, John.
It felt dishonest.
What happened was, when you go on holiday, do you ever go on holiday to a foreign country and you immediately, when you get there, get like holiday tummy?
Yeah.
And you're like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, fucking hell, this is no good. So we went into this like hostel, me and my mates and my girlfriend at the time, and we went up this mental staircase. You know how the buildings in Amsterdam are all fucking leaning? It's like they're not built right. They're all weird and narrow and strange. So we had to get all the way up these stairs, and I was busting for a shit. It was up about 150 floors. It was preposterous. I got in there and had to sit on the highest toilet that I'd ever seen. I was like stood up on my tiptoes having my first holiday poo. It was the weirdest fucking toilet. Have you ever seen a tall toilet?
Like a high chair.
I did not
toilet.
Know they existed. It was massive. Yeah, it was like a high chair toilet. I don't know who that's for. Right, so I've done a poo on that. We went out. And then I'm a lightweight with the old pot and all that sort of stuff. So I was only having like tiny bits of these spliffs that we were doing.
Tiny bits.
Going around all over the place. So I'm stoned and I'm paranoid and I keep nearly shitting myself. So I keep stopping every like 5 minutes and going, can we just go into this toilet? And then we went into this one pub. I thought it was all over. And then I busted for a poo. And I went, oh, I'm just going to go. I'm going to have to go to the toilet. I went into the toilet, started doing my poo. And then the door, it was like a big, heavy door, just started gradually swinging open. The latch thing on it was fucked, and you couldn't close it. But I couldn't close it from where I was, mid-holiday poo, because I couldn't reach. So I had to wait till it swung all the way open, because then I could just reach it with my fingertips, and I could flick it shut. So it just meant that I would flick it all the way shut, and then it would gradually... open again, revealing me to all the punters in there sat having a beer. So I'm sat doing a shit. I'd flick it shut, and then it'd go. And I'm like, hello, me again. And I'd flick it shut again. And that went for about the duration of the poo, which was about four flicks. You know, I'm trying to hurry up, but I've got a funny tummy.
He's got a holiday tummy.
Yeah, I got a holiday tummy. I could see my friends, like there was... punter, 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 like tables of punters, and then my friends at the other end of the room. So they're looking at me, pissing themselves, laughing. I'm waving to them, and the punters are like, what's he doing? Why does he keep opening the door? Let's keep flicking it shut.
Just checking on us.
Yeah. It wasn't like, you can't just get off the toilet and run to the door, because it was like holiday poo, so it was like, I better stay here for safety. You know, I have to keep my bum on this thing. And I've had another fucking incident that keeps happening. In Joondalup Shopping Centre, if I go to the shops with my daughter, I can't leave her outside and I can't take her in the men's toilet, so I still have to go in the the parents' room toilet thing. So I go in there, even though she's five, so I have to go in there. I walk in once, the door thing says vacant. So I open it and an Indian lady bolts toward me from the toilet with her knickers down. Just freaking out, just the most horrified face I've ever seen, freaks out and runs toward me, like, oh, as if I've done something wrong. It's like, you've left the door unlocked, you knobhead. Bolts toward me, right, and so now I'm pissed off at her because I've embarrassed her, but it's her fault. Right, so then a few weeks later, I go back to the same shopping centre, same toilet, same fucking thing happens again. Exact same thing.
Same woman?
It turns out that it's not their fault. The latch is fucked.
Those toilets, I've been there too because I live near there. You know how they've got one big one and one small one in the parent room?
Oh, in the parent room.
Yeah. Oscar, I have a four-year-old, and he just makes a beeline for the big one, and I'm left to shit on the little fucking tiny thing. One.
We should go to those toilets
together
and sit on them together.
That's a real power play he's doing to you there, David.
Yeah. He's like, I'm the dad now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the kicker is that you're going to have to wipe his ass at the end of it too. Yeah. That's how much he's playing you. At the end of the game, the scores are Dave Hughes on 0 points. Thanks for playing.
No, you were going to say one. I've got to take your first answer.
What's going to happen? Limo, you're on 5 points. John Pinder on 6 points, but our winner on 9 points. It's Ree down, yes.
Come on.
Well done. Well done. Well played.
I don't think I've ever won before.
Well done, Ray.
Is that the first time you've won?
I've tied before, but I've never
next
won.
Time,
I
don't think.
You've outright. Put a proper dent in that bottle as well. So yeah. Not only have you got nine points,
but you're also
You're also fucked off your face. I love it.
I know. And you've made me feel like having a cigarette. Yeah, I think you've had three darts.
I've had I've had like four, I think, during the pod.
Yeah.
A good start. So.
Hey, Ree, because you win, you can plug whatever you want to plug first. What do you got?
I've got an art page.
Yep.
And my Insta's Ree Down, and you can find all my stuff from there, pretty much, all the links and stuff for it. And then also, James and I have been doing, we take acid and then we make YouTube videos.
Really? Fuck off, really?
I'm watching that.
Yeah, and then we have a song we made for festival this year, and then we made a video clip during the first ISO in Melbourne.
Wait, how do I find the YouTube?
That this weekend, and it's the song's called Fat Pussy. And I'm so sad that Wet Ass Pussy came out before it.
I know, I was just thinking that.
It's not a proper song. It's just James, my boyfriend's really good at making music, and he's just made a fat beat, and it's me saying, I've got a fat pussy over and over again. So
follow Ree at Instagram.
I just searched on YouTube Fat Pussy Ree. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
It's not up yet.
Hey,
and then we'll be releasing more YouTube stuff soon on just Ree Down on everything.
Sweet. Hey, John, where can people find you?
Where can people find me? On me Insta at John Pinder on Instagram. I don't know if I've got all that much to plug.
Just follow John.
Me and David are starting a pod.
Great.
We're going through the 96FM studios. We're going to do it in there so we get all fancy mics and stuff because we don't know how to use any of this gear.
As you saw earlier, Josh.
As you saw from the beginning of this podcast when we were trying to get it kicked off.
The listeners don't know yet.
Yeah, they'll work it out. We've got two pairs of headphones on each. so we're starting a pod. It's going to be called The Pom Pod.
Excellent.
But we ain't recorded it yet. I think we're going to start
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I think we're going to start, so keep an eye out for that. It's going to be that on the iHeartRadio app, I believe.
Brilliant. Hey, Limo, where can people find you?
Nice. I'm Limo15 on Insta and Limo23 on Twitter. So, if you're in Adelaide, I'm doing the SAFM breakfast show these days.
Sweet.
And actually in Perth, I've just started doing guest spots on Triple M with the breakfast team there.
Oh, cool.
Claire'sy, Matt and Kimbo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
I
you'll
met
be there
people.
Once a
They're
week
nice
as well.
People.
Great. Yeah. David Hughes, where can awesome. People find you?
I'm David 8 Hughes everywhere, like Twitter and Instagram and, not Facebook. We hate Facebook.
You've
we?
Only just got Facebook. You barely use it.
Yeah,
it's just all your tweets anyway. They might as
well
made
me
you
do
on.
It.
Yeah, I made him do it because of I'm making him do stand-up.
Yep.
So David told me, when we first met, David told me that we were going to, he was going to try and help me make my social media bigger because I'm shit at it. And I said, cool, well, I'm going to make you do stand-up.
And he's making me open for him next week.
Yeah, so his first gig is going to be opening for my solo show at the Comedy Lounge.
I hate the fact that making someone do stand-up is a reward. Oh, God.
No, I am looking forward to it.
Oh, good.
Sort of. But I don't drink, as I said, so that's going to be difficult. I might start.
Yeah. I was 7 years
never
sober
drink
and
gigs.
I gave up
I've
then.
I've become a messy bitch.
Yeah.
Follow everyone on Insta. Follow
Same
on Twitter.
Me and Wolfie too.
Hey, thanks everyone. This has been so much fun. Thanks for doing this, and I'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
Thank
you.
Bye. Thanks, Josh.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.